Good morning, sir. What is your name?
Brett Christopher Bonnell, sir.
Okay, who's going to conduct this hearing?
That would be me also.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Leo Carones will conduct your hearing, sir. So just hold on while he gets his paperwork together, and as soon as he gets his paperwork, we'll be ready to move forward with your hearing, sir.
Excellent.
Okay, Mr. Bonholz, sir. One second. Pardon me, sir, I have my microphone off. Good morning, Mr. Bonholz, sir.
Good morning.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Brett Christopher Bonholz, sir. The ADC number is 322-724.
Thank you, sir. And good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed under a warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on August 1st, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Bonholz, sir?
Correct.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You can see on your video conference screen, to my left, at the far left, is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner. And we'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in, and I will check, just double check, do we have any supporters from Mr. Bonholz in the room? Okay, so Mr. Bonholz, Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm? Mr. Bonholz?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Bonholz, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding whether supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind, there's a separate vote that passes from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination of whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the Criminal Razor Company as follows. Violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about February 5th, 2018, as verbally directed on February 2nd, 2018. Your whereabouts were a known muster and absconder from supervision. Mr. Bonholz, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. Based on... One second. Based on Mr. Bonholzer's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a couple of ways or a company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright. Mr. Bonholzer, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, but before we continue, I'm going to ask you a quick question here. You're reminded that this revocation hearing is your right, but according to the information provided to us by the Arizona Department of Corrections, you only have 13 days left on your prison sentence. It's been our experience that it takes at least 2 weeks to out-process an individual should we vote to return them to community supervision. So what I'm saying is, whether this board votes to return you to community supervision or whether you wait out your sentence, the odds are that it's going to be about the same amount of time. So, would you like to continue with this hearing, or would you like to clear your number?
I would like to end the number.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And again, as one voting board member, I just want to say this with integrity. Again, this hearing is your right. We're just being straight up with you. It would take that long to return you to the community, so we always make this choice when someone's within about 2 weeks. So,
really, there's no point carrying it forward.
Well, it's your choice. All I'm saying is, it's not a position to tell people not to go through the hearing, as much as we're saying no matter what happens today, it's going to take about 2 weeks to return you to the community. So it's your choice as to whether or not you want to continue or clear your number. I'm certainly not trying to trick you, but I'm getting that.
What's that?
I said I'm certainly not trying to trick you. That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, no, no, not at all. I definitely would like to join up, or I was just going through the hearing to see my options, really.
Thank you, sir. But I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in Ward Number 2018-W0536, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Bonholz was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or is about to lapse in the criminal rates for company.
Second.
Agree.
That was seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright. Mr. Bonholz, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about September 2nd, 2018. As I stated, I believe that's in about 13 days. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last days to put together a plan for your return to the community. We certainly want to see you succeed out there. So again, have a plan. We hope you're committed to a productive and responsible life. And to quote one of my fellow board members, it's not that we don't like you, but we would like very much not to see you again before this board mourns. So we hope you do well out there.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you, sir.
You are.
This hearing is concluded. No further discussion will take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Bonholz.
Okay, thank you.